Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today in Science from Wired. How many homes could you power with free donuts? Krispy Kreme is offering a year of treats to anyone who gets the COVID-19 vaccine. What if they worked off the energy on pedal-powered bike generators? By Rhett Elaine. Should you get a COVID-19 vaccine? Yes, it will protect you and others to help us move past this pandemic and get back to a more normal life. But wait, if you get vaccinated, you can also get a donut. At least, that's the deal Krispy Kreme is offering. Once you get your vaccine, you get a donut. And it's not just one donut. It's one every day. That's a lot of donuts. Okay, so how about some physics estimations to go along with your tasty treat? Let's say that all the Americans who have had a COVID-19 vaccine get and eat one donut a day. Of course, eating food gives you energy to do stuff. That's how food works. So, suppose that all those humans use that extra energy to pedal stationary bikes. All of the bikes are connected to generators that feed into the power grid. What kind of power output would this produce? The first thing we need is the number of donuts eaten per day. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as of April 7th, 63 million Americans had been fully vaccinated. Don't worry too much about the numbers. I'm going to do all my calculations in Python so that you can change the values, if that makes you happy. I'm also going to assume that all these people get their donut every day. Next, I need to know the amount of energy per donut. According to Krispy Kreme's site, a plain glazed is 190 calories. But what the heck is a calorie? Well, the original calorie was created to describe changes in thermal energy for different substances. Later, people used the term to measure the amount of chemical energy your body can gain from eating food. However, there is a problem. For some reason, all food labels list calories, but these are really kilocalories. So that donut has 190,000 calories. I guess it just sounds like too big of a number for people to consider eating. There is another unit of energy, the joule. Since this is the preferred unit of energy for physics, I'm going to use it. To convert between units, one calorie is equal to 4.184 joules. But what does this have to do with your everyday life? Let's consider something you might do without too much effort. Suppose you have a textbook on the floor, and you pick it up to put it on the table. Since you are exerting a force on the book over some distance, you have to change the gravitational potential energy of that book. The change in gravitational potential energy is equal to the mass of the book, about 1 kilogram, multiplied by the local gravitational field, where G equals 9.8 newtons per kilogram, and then multiplied by the change in height, about 1 meter. This will give a change in energy of about 10 joules, so that gives you a rough feeling for the amount of energy in a joule. But what about power? Power is the rate of energy change. It tells you how fast you use energy. As an equation, it goes like this. Power equals a change in energy over a change in time. And in this expression, if change in energy is the change in energy in units of joules, and change in time is the time interval in seconds, then the power will be in the units of watts. We're almost ready to calculate the power of donuts. We just need one more estimation, the efficiency. When a person eats a donut, only some of the chemical energy becomes useful energy. Also, with a stationary bike generator, some of the energy the human uses to push the pedals also goes into heating up some of the bicycle's moving parts. In the end, only a percentage of the food energy becomes electrical energy. This percentage is the efficiency. I'm just going to make a rough guess that the conversion of donuts to electrical energy is 25% efficient. And that's it. I just need to take the numbers of donuts consumed per day by all 63 million vaccinated Americans and convert that energy to joules, and then divide by the length of a day in seconds, then multiply by efficiency. Here's what I get. And note, this is the actual Python code. You can see my calculations and even change them if you'd like. And you can see that for each human, it's just a measly 2 watts of power. That's around the output of a smartphone, although power values vary based on use. However, once you include all the vaccinated people, we get up to 144 megawatts. In 2019, the average household power consumption was about 1,200 watts. That means that you could use all these donuts to run 120,000 homes every day. Oh, and you get vaccinated. That's a win.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.